Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I want to get straight to Dr. Brantley today, because this is a miracle. You know, the country of Liberia had many cases of Ebola. People were dying. They called it an epidemic. They were trying to ban flights of people coming in and coming out. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Brantley went with his family through Samaritan's Purse. It's Franklin Graham's ministry, the son of Billy Graham. And he was providing medical missionary type help to the folks there. And they had gotten word that this virus was coming. It had happened in other countries, and they were preparing for it. And while he was helping others, he himself got sick. One of the things that really stuck out to me about Dr. Brantley, you know, just people were, there was no known cure for this, my understanding. It's why the people were dying. They were doing their best. There was a serum, is that what they call it? Mm-hmm. A serum?
Serum.
Okay. A serum. Only one was left. And two missionary, medical missionaries, the other one was Mrs. Wrightbull. He gave her the only one.
Oh, wow.
And he said she can have it. And so they were flown here to the United States. In fact, I want you to see some pictures, because this is a highly contagious. There was some reservation that you hear from different folks regarding them being transported and them being brought into the United States. You see the people with they're completely covered, bringing them out of the ambulance. I think they're all covered. The plane was,
wow.
All set up for that, and you can hear see people wearing all the suits, so they don't get
they got them strapped down and everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. So to see that and the type of precaution that they took, to see him standing up in a crowd room of, filled with people and doctors and medical professions and the news, give his testimony, is just so beautiful. I mean, without any delay, I really want you to hear Dr. Brantley as he shares his heart, his testimony, and what has transpired in his life as he gives glory to God. Watch this.
I'm thrilled to be alive, to be well, and to be reunited with my family. As a medical missionary, I never imagined myself in this position. When my family and I moved to Liberia last October to begin a 2-year term working with Samaritan's Purse, Ebola was not on the radar. We moved to Liberia because God called us to serve the people of Liberia. In March, when we got word that Ebola was in Guinea and had spread to Liberia, we began preparing for the worst. We did not receive our first Ebola patient until June, but when she arrived, we were ready. During the course of June and July, the number of Ebola patients increased steadily, and our amazing crew at Elwha Hospital took care of each patient with great care and compassion. We also took every precaution to protect ourselves from this dreaded disease by following MSF and WHO guidelines for safety. After taking Amber and our children to the airport to return to the States on Sunday morning, July 20th, I poured myself into my work even more than before, transferring patients to our new, bigger isolation unit, training and orienting new staff, and working with our human resources officer to fill our staffing needs. 3 days later, on Wednesday, July 23rd, I woke up feeling under the weather. And then my life took an unexpected turn as I was diagnosed with Ebola virus disease. As I lay in my bed in Liberia for the following 9 days, getting sicker and weaker each day, I prayed that God would help me be faithful, even in my illness. And I prayed that in my life or in my death, that He would be glorified. I did not know then, but have learned since, that there were thousands, maybe even millions of people around the world praying for me throughout that week, and even still today. And I've heard story after story of how this situation has impacted the lives of individuals around the globe, both among my friends and family, and also among complete strangers. I cannot enough your prayers and your support. But what I can tell you is that I serve a faithful God who answers prayers. Through the care of the Samaritan's Purse and SIM missionary team in Liberia, the use of an experimental drug, and the expertise and resources of the healthcare team at Emory University Hospital, God saved my life. A direct answer to thousands and thousands of prayers. I am incredibly thankful to all of those who were involved in my care from the first day of my illness all the way up to today, the day of my release from Emory. If I tried to thank everyone, I would undoubtedly forget many. But I would be remiss if I did not say thank you to a few. I want to thank Samaritan's Purse, who has taken care of me and my family as though we were their own family. Thank you to the Samaritan's Purse and SIM Liberia community. You cared for me and ministered to me during the most difficult experience of my life. And you did so with the love and mercy of Jesus Christ. Thank you to Emory University Hospital, and especially to the medical staff in the isolation unit. You treated me with expertise, yet with such tenderness and compassion. For the last 3 weeks, you have been my friends and my family, and so many of you have ministered to me not only physically, but also spiritually, which has been an important part of my recovery. I will not forget you and all that you have done for me. And thank you to my family, my friends, my church family, and all who lifted me up in prayer, asking for my healing and recovery. Please do not stop praying for the people of Liberia and West Africa and for a quick end to this Ebola epidemic. My dear friend Nancy Reitbol, upon her release from the hospital, wanted me to share her gratitude for all of the prayers on her behalf. As she walked out of her isolation room, all she could say was, "To God be the glory." Nancy and David are now spending some much-needed time together. Thank you for your support throughout this whole ordeal. My family and I will now be going away for a period of time to reconnect, decompress, and to continue to recover physically and emotionally. After I have recovered a little more and regained some of my strength, we will look forward to sharing more of our story. But for now, we need some time together after more than a month apart. We appreciate having the opportunity to spend some time in private before talking to some of you who have expressed an interest in hearing more of our journey. Thank you for granting us that. Again, before we slip out, I want to express my deep and sincere gratitude to Samaritan's Purse, SIM, Emory, and all of the people involved in my treatment and care. Above all, I am forever thankful to God for sparing my life. And I'm glad for any attention my sickness has attracted to the plight of West Africa in the midst of this epidemic. Please continue to pray for Liberia and the people of West Africa, and encourage those in positions of leadership and influence to do everything possible to bring this Ebola outbreak to an end. Thank you.
We were just hearing from Dr. Brantley. Forever grateful, he says, to God for his life. What an awesome testimony.
Beautiful.
And, you know, we tip our hats to the folks there at Emory Hospital there in Atlanta. What a phenomenal job they did working with, you know, Nancy Reitbol as well, who says praise be to God for her healing. But people die. I mean, they die from this disease. It's a very deadly disease. No specifically known cure. Nothing short of a miracle. Nothing short of the hand of God. And it's just beautiful. And I'm thankful that we have a country, we have all these type of medical developments as well that, you know, are able to be instruments in the hands of God at times to be able to bring healing to those that are sick. And what an amazing, powerful testimony. And we're grateful for Dr. Brantley, his service, what he's done in Liberia. And we want to encourage you to continue to pray for him, continue to pray for his family. You know, he just is coming out of the hospital. There's a lot of things that he's going to have to you know, process and deal with. But I know that God is able.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward to hearing about Dr. Brantley's next mission and where else he's going to be going next, because I don't think he's going to sit down.
I don't think
and,
he's done.
No, I don't think he's done. I think he's going back. But amazing. We just give God all the glory and the mm-hmm. praise.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.